What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend, paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Boy, do we have a doozy of one today. We've had so much crazy shit happen in the past 24 hours that I don't think even the news media know what to do with it. We've got P. Diddy on the run, jumping ship, being blamed for human trafficking. We've got two bridges, one collapsing, one under fire, and then we've got a whole bunch of just people getting arrested and a whole bunch of shit going down. So let's cover this a little bit and let's see what's going down. First, we'll cover the bridges, as I think that that's, you know, one of the more interesting potential issues as we look at the, I don't know, future of America, the future of, you know, potential takeovers, whether it be human or alien. So let's talk about it. If you haven't heard about it, the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge, interestingly enough, I did not even know there was a bridge named after Francis Scott Key, who wrote Star Spangled Banner, which you may not know. But the bridge in Baltimore is hugely important to their economy and the United States economy, not just the local economy, but the United States economy. So this could be either a terrorist attack, or it could have been some other kind of attack or an internal attack. So the collapse happened around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday. So that's this early this morning. A 1.6-mile bridge carried the Baltimore Beltway Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River. Multiple agencies are involved in a search for several people reported to have been on the bridge, including a dive team. The Coast Guard said multiple response units had been deployed, and they only had one news helicopter that was up in the air, which was Sky Team 11, Baltimore's only news helicopter. Seems strange for a big city like that to only have one news helicopter. But anyway, let's look at the facts real quick before we go any further. So the facts in the latest right now were that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore got hit by some freight-type ship. You know, whether it's a cargo ship, that's what they're calling it, a cargo ship. You know, one of those ships that just have a whole bunch of rectangular, huge boxes on them. Now, you might be saying, Lockdown, what does this have to do with aliens? Well, we'll get to it in a second. Hang on. So, the latest right now is officials confirm six people are unaccounted for, and they continue to rescue and search for them. Two people were initially rescued. One was taken to the hospital. Preliminary investigation shows that this was not intentional. Preliminary. Okay, we'll get to that too. Governor Wes Moore said that the crew on the ship notified authorities that they had lost power. Moore said between a mayday call and a collapse, the officials stopped the flow of traffic so that more cars were not on the bridge, potentially saving lives. So you have to wonder, right? If this was a terrorist attack, they probably wouldn't have called in a mayday unless they were doing a terrorist attack to live and survive it and not go to jail. So they declared a state of emergency. The ship is called the Dolly. Okay, the Dolly is a well-known ship. It travels all the time. But just like the airplanes in 9/11, those traveled all the time too, didn't they? American Airlines and Delta and all those. So the cargo ship named Dolly crashed into the support structure of the 1.6-mile bridge right in the middle of it. And there's video of this, okay? You kind of got to scour the internet a little bit. TikTok's a really good spot to find this video because a lot of the video that they show in the mainstream media only shows the ship hitting it. But what you don't see is what happens before the ship hits it. The ship isn't even on a collision course with it at all. The ship does appear to lose a little bit of power, but it also looks like it's totally fine, totally coasting along, and then just almost driven into the middle structure that's holding up this entire bridge, which is a huge bridge. I mean, it's got multiple support structures and hit the middle one, and it took the whole thing out, buckled down and then buckled out on the sides, all went into the water. So, wild, wild shit there. So, let's talk about this. So, the ship, a ship hit it and it's gone. We thought it was an earthquake. One person told the news. The Baltimore Operations Center of the Port Administration suspended vehicle traffic, and the port is not shut down anymore. They're still processing trucks inside the terminal. So basically, they're not taking ships in. They're still just processing whatever's in there. So there's no credible information to suggest terrorism. The Baltimore Police Commissioner, Richard Worley, said that there's no intelligence or any indication that an incident was intentional. There's no specific or credible information to suggest it happened. But if you want to take a look at this crash here, I'll show it to you. Let's take a look at it here. There's the ship over here. Oh my gosh. Of course there's going to be a held up. There we go. Here's the ship. Okay. It hits the center structure, smashes it, and then everything else kind of just buckles as it goes along. But what you don't see is that this ship wasn't going towards the middle. It was going straight out this way, towards the left, and then it's almost as if it was turning intentionally right into it. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, because they're saying that there's no evidence of any foul play, but, you know, maybe they just want to say that. You know, I mean, it's like the Russians, you know, even though, what was it, ISIS took blame for the theater shootings, Russia still pushed the narrative that it was the Ukrainians. I mean, come on, man. ISIS took full responsibility for that shooting, and it was a bunch of dudes, a bunch of Muslim dudes. There was no dudes in there from the Ukraine. Okay, those dudes were from the Middle East, and they were shooting it up. So, the ship underwent 27 inspections since the Dolly came into service in 2016, but it crashed into a port that same year. So, that's really interesting. I just don't know about this one. There's some people that say that this was a hack. That we got hacked, and that there was a hack on our infrastructure. Isn't it interesting? Because Biden was talking about that, wasn't he? He was saying, we got to rebuild the infrastructure. We got to make it stronger. We got to make it tougher, da-da-da-da-da, right? We're going to bring in jobs, and we're going to rebuild America. Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, we just had two bridges underneath fatality potential within 24 hours. So I wanted to take a look at the other bridge that was near Cleveland, Ohio, that was under fire, on fire. It was the Valley View Bridge in, let's pull it up here. Spontaneous combustion causes massive fire underneath Valley View Bridge. Okay. This is really interesting. Okay. This is Valley View, Ohio. Totally separate part of the area of states, but it's still in the east. Spontaneous combustion with raw wood products at a landscaping supply center caused massive fire underneath the Valley View Bridge Tuesday morning. Now, while these kinds of occurrences, you know, they're not uncommon due to the nature of the materials that were there, rarely do they accelerate to the point that they did today, according to a news release from the Kurtz Brothers Incorporated. So this was a mulch fire. So you can see the flames from miles away. Our protocols for such incidents were as follows and responded with professionalism emergency. Isn't this funny? Because it sounds like the whole train derailment problem, right? Where they had like train derailment after train derailment back in the same area in Pennsylvania and Ohio. And it just happened and happened and happened. We're like, what the hell is going on? Why is this all in the news all of a sudden? It's like the bad things come in threes, and it's like not surprising. And you have to wonder, does this stuff happen every day and we just don't hear about it? Well, I don't think there's massive bridge collapses like that. And I don't think there's massive fires underneath bridges either. But if you want to see this fire, and let's see if there's any video. or ads in front of this one, like seems like there always is. Seems like there always is. Yep, yep, yep. So what do you think? Do you think this is an act of terrorism? Do you think that there's more bridge problems to come? Because think about it. We've been told multiple times that all you got to do to take out a country is to take out their infrastructure, and then you can take out the cities. Imagine if you went into Chicago and you took out all the bridges and you took out all the expressways out of the city. Guess what? You got like 2 million people to do a lot of damage with, right? So here's the fire. Look at this thing, man. This is a beast of a fire. And, you know, it may be hard to see, hard to tell. But as you can see, this lady's here the next day. It's still ongoing. And it's wild, man. Let's check this out here. Pull this back. Let's go a little bit forward. You can see all the damage that's going on the next day. I want to see the day of. Look at them. They're digging out of it. But look at this thing. This is the bridge over here. Look at these fires. Couldn't that have taken out that bridge? Absolutely. I mean, if 9/11 happened and they took out those towers with fire and gas, then they could have taken out that bridge pretty easily, especially with the amount of heat that they had. So that's freaking wild. That's mind-blowing to me. And it seems like this news cycle has been inundated with a whole bunch of crazy shit in the past 24 hours. Let's take a look here real quick. One of the more interesting videos I've seen were on TikTok earlier, which discussed the movie The World Left Behind, I think is the one that came out this past winter with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, where and Mr. Ali, right? Where basically the entire internet went down, all electronics went down, and people were stuck in their houses, and it was like Armageddon, right? And the movie starts off with them being on a beach, and this boat comes in and crashes into the beach, and people are running away from it, trying to get out of there. And it's a carrier. It is a carrier cargo ship. It's a huge one. That's how the movie starts off. And a lot of people are saying that this is just Hollywood showing us what is to come. What is the prediction for what will happen? And then if you see it, you're less likely to freak out. It's a psyop. So these people are, you know, the Hollywood, you know, elitists are showing us exactly what can happen, exactly what may happen. And then if it does happen, we kind of like sit there and are docile and are like, okay, well, things are going to get better. Things will work themselves out through what's going on in the movies. And, you know, the government will protect us. Well, the government's already protected itself by creating underground bunkers. And along the likes of Mark Zuckerberg and many, many others, they've also built their own underground bunker, Bill Gates included, right? So let's talk about it. So if there was another, this is where it gets tricky, right? If we talk a lot about aliens on here, we talk a lot about government conspiracies, and we talk about a lot about dark governments within our own government. So if this is another country doing a cyber attack and taking out infrastructure around the U.S., okay, that makes sense. Could this be an alien attack on infrastructure? I don't think so. Aliens, all they got to do is come down, make us all sleepy, and take us all, right? Just like they always have been able to do. Three, could this be a dark government trying to take down America from the inside? That's a possibility. Why would they do that? Would they do that to appease their Draco reptilian masters, giving them the loose energy that they need to keep us alive? Maybe they had to strike a deal in order to keep us alive. Maybe they had to say, okay, we'll cause this much damage, and you can take as many people as you need to, and we'll cause, you know, so much damage that we'll release a whole bunch of fear and loose base energy so that you can have what you need to survive. The more and more I look at alien abduction videos and alien shows in general, but especially abduction videos, it's really, really interesting. So I'm going to pivot here for a second because I'm trying to find the reasoning, right? So we have a lot of alien abduction videos that I've been watching off of UFO Witness. Great show. You should go watch it. Many of them include grays, tall grays, but a lot of them in this particular series are talking about the mantis beings. And these are the very spindly legged beings that are super tall, look like a praying mantis, come up, and they usually have a really long needle that they insert in different places. And this poor woman who had to get put under hypnotic regression, boy, she really gave us a lot of information in her hypnotic regression testimony. So I wanted to try to bring that up to you because I think it's really important for people to know about and understand. So here, let's play this here. So give me one moment. You know what? I'm going to hold that for the next podcast because it's going to be too long for one podcast. We'll get into why this woman was abducted, what she saw inside of this alien ship, including walls that look like fin gills, possibly skin, and much, much more. So I wanted to put one out for this bridge collapse. I wanted to show you a little bit of video. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what people are saying, what they saw. Apparently the pilots or the commanders of the ship basically stated that they lost power and they crash. Then there's this other infrastructure fire. And then 24 hours. Are we under attack? I hope not. I don't want to get into a civil war, but these movies like Civil War and Leave the World Behind really kind of give us an insight as to what's possible inside the minds of humankind, as well as what's inside the minds of Hollywood. And maybe they have some inside connection and information that we don't have. So anyway, guys, I'll leave it at that. It's an interesting topic that just came out in the news, so I want to bring it up. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, and listening to the next podcast where we talk about a woman who's abducted by this mantis being, or multiple mantis beings, on a ship that appears to be made out of skin into an underwater base. So stay tuned for that. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Locked On Universe out. Peace.